Rave Radio. Good morning, and it is Tuesday, January 6th, 2015, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. This is Gary Kay of Rave Radio, and of course, my Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is proudly sponsored by Ingram Micro. You can, of course, check them out at ingrammicro.com. Hey, I want to talk to you today and bring your attention to a blog that I've posted on the website, begging the IEEE, the standards organization that manages interoperability standards for technology. You know, the people that made Wi-Fi what it is, the people that made Bluetooth what it is, the people that make sure that people stick to standards with regard to all types of technology. And I'm asking them not to approve the HDBaseT standard. Now, as you may know, I do actually like HDBaseT. I'm glad so many manufacturers have adopted it. I'm glad it works when it works. And I'm glad that it does simplify distribution of video, audio, control, power, and Ethernet all into one Cat X connector, mostly Cat 6 connectorization, so that you can run signals like that, analog and digital, 70, 100 meters in some cases. Here's the problem, however. The key word there in that last statement I just made is when it works. It does work if you're using Extron to Extron stuff. It does work when you're using Crestron to Crestron stuff. It doesn't work when you use brands of products that are not the same brand. So if you're trying to connect an AMX transmitter to an Extron switcher and then into a Mitsubishi projector, it doesn't always work. And the reason for that is not everybody's following the same quote-unquote HDBaseT standard. The HDBaseT standard is based on something they call 5-play. And in my blog, I talk about that. I even refer you to another blog I wrote about a year and a half ago, where I complained about how HDBaseT, comma, as wonderful as it is, comma, is not enforcing their own standard, meaning they're letting manufacturers who they have approved and have certified as HDBaseT certified manufacturers build products that don't work to the 5-play system, that don't adhere to their own standard. So, I'm not against the IEEE approving HDBaseT as a standard. I'm against the IEEE approving it the way it is right now. Basically, all that needs to happen is HDBaseT, the HDBaseT Alliance, needs to put in place a system whereby products are approved fast enough or disapproved fast enough for compatibility. And they enforce their own standard. When somebody says something is HDBaseT and it doesn't work with other people's HDBaseT stuff, let us know. It's causing havoc when building systems because interoperability is a myth with HDBaseT. Again, I love HDBaseT when it works.